thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, welcome along to the podcast. Damien and Strainey here. No Jade, no Sammy. We did the CEO sleep out. And this is what happened in the show.
Oh, let's do it.
We are the people we've been waiting for.
Wave FM's hoodies for the homeless.
Hey, it's Damien and Strainey live this morning from the wrap-up of the CEO sleepout here at the Innovation Campus.
And yes, we are waiting on the trucks to arrive with the thousands of hoodies donated from right across the Illawarra.
Yeah, now, Damien, we've got your teenage son, Jarvis, to thank for this idea off the back of the school assignment that he did on homelessness locally.
Yeah, I really want to change homelessness because it's just so bad.
In the Illawarra?
Even in the Illawarra. Actually, 1,600 people on any given night is sleeping without a home.
A massive thanks to everybody who's chipped in hoodies. It's been incredible to see all the ages getting involved, from school kids like your daughter, Strainey, young Emery.
What about this one? This is my favourite hoodie. It's brand new. Give it to a little homeless girl to keep her nice and warm.
Through to CEOs like Warren from CSM, Madeline Tynan from Tynan Motors, of course, Sash from Mazda, and Alison Covington from Good 360.
And, I mean, it was just a shock to me because I work at such scale nationally, and then I go, wow, this is happening in my own backyard. So when I heard it on the radio, I went, why am I not helping here as well? Like, I know we work with these 120 charities, but I reached out to Gildan and said, look, could you give me 100 hoodies? And they said, well, why don't I give you 150 hoodies? So it's a small contribution, but we just wanted to be able to help.
Great to have our local Pollies get behind this as well, including Ryan Park and our old mate Paul Scully.
I haven't run into the Premier yet, but I've got a plan. So I'm going to offer her a swap. She donates a hoodie. I'm going to give her one of my Paul Scully T-shirts. I'm sure she's a pretty big fan, so she'll love that trade. That's an irresistible trade.
Oh, and what about the music industry? Yeah, they didn't leave us in the lurch. We got big thanks to a bunch of great acts who sent in hoodies, like Shepherd, our good mate Casey Barnes, and of course, Busby Maroon.
Jeremy and I heard about it, and we'd love to get involved. We've dug into our hoodie collection, and we've got a bunch to send down to you guys. Such an awesome campaign, and how practical. It's unreal. We would love to be behind it with you guys.
You know why people end up on the streets and when they're homeless, and I've always felt a lot of compassion for that as well. Just growing up under the guise of my father, and it's finally great to give back.
We are the people we've been waiting for.
Well, Damien, this is it. I need you to take a look over there, the Wave FM van that is chock-a-block full of hoodies. And thanks to Spiro and the gang from Pro Hire, that massive truck is absolutely filled to the brim with hoodies for St. Vincent de Paul. Robin is with us as well. Now, Robin, I'll let you know, we had a bit of a tally this morning as everybody loaded up the trucks. 6,800 hoodies being donated by the people of the Illawarra.
Oh, my God.
That is absolutely crazy. I remember when we first were told that this campaign was happening and talking about, you know, how we're splitting it up amongst the van. Coniston side, our conferences were like, okay, so a couple hundred we could do here, there. Yep, okay, that can work. And then when it was starting to go into the thousands, absolutely unbelievable effort. Thank you so much to obviously Wave FM, but the entire community, all the businesses, all the schools, to see that it's come from one person. You know, one person's idea to get this going shows that every person can have an impact and make a difference in someone's life.
So with 6,800 hoodies, how will that impact people's lives?
I think the little things that can make a difference, you know, to you've got a new jumper, a new hoodie to put on, just can lift someone's spirits.
Yeah.
The fact they can be walking down the street like everyone else in a brand new hoodie, all those small little things can be just that one small turning point, that difference in their life to keep moving forward.
Wave FM's Hoodies for the Homeless. One big round of applause once again for our campaign. Hoodies for the Homeless has been wonderful.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
One bloke we're definitely getting a hoodie from is our old mate Jamie Soward, who's on the blower. Mate, the Rabbitohs last night. What a shame that Sammy's not with us, mate. 46-0.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Congratulations on all the hard work you guys have done getting all the hoodies out there as well. I dropped a couple in the last couple of weeks over the sideline.
Yeah.
So well done. to everyone involved, and you should be really proud of that. One thing that's not proud of is the Broncos' performance last night. I'm going to be honest with you, lads. I switched it off with 20 minutes to go.
And why
29
wouldn't you?
Minutes wow. to go.
Yeah.
46-0. That is just slaughtering, isn't it?
Mate, I know that everybody's talking about, you know, Kevin Walters, all that sort of gear. Bennett's been linked back to, you know, he wants to go back home. Will he take over at the Broncos in 2022?
No, he won't. I'd be keeping an eye out for that new franchise to just cap off Wayne Bennett's amazing career if he was able to go there and start up a new club in the NRL right across the road from where he built the franchise there at the Broncos. So the thing about the Broncos is, you know, when you get a new coach, you can look at the Dragons this year. While the Dragons haven't been perfect, you can see they're better than last year. There's some change taking place. When you watch the Broncos, I reckon they've gotten worse.
Yeah,
I don't see the style of play that they're trying to achieve there or what they're trying to do. And, you know, 46-0 last night. Yes, they had some injuries. They were depleting the outside backs, but 46-0 at home. You know, if you're a Broncos fan, I don't know if you'd be renewing the membership.
No, God, no.
Do you reckon that's a reflection, though? If you're having a bad season, is it just the morale of the team also takes it down as well?
Well, Damien, you know, last year was the bad season. You know, they'd been in this rut for a while, and the change of coach was supposed to bring energy and, you know, some new culture and get some of the old boys back, and that hasn't done anything. Yeah, they're in grave danger. The Bulldogs can cause an upset in the next couple of weeks. Broncos will finish last.
Yeah, exactly right, yeah. Sowie, obviously, Dragons taking on Canberra this weekend. They'll be pretty tough to beat, even though you're at home, mate. The Raiders will be pretty tough to beat Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, heading down this morning to help prep the team for tomorrow. It's a tough one. It's a big one for us. You know, we were embarrassed last week. You know, we didn't turn up probably to the standards that we'd set ourselves. And it's probably, you know, being totally honest, it's probably become a bit regular in some of the games this year when we've had chances to cement ourselves in the eight. So, you know, I think that the boys will be fired up, ready for a big game against Canberra, who, you know, their season's on the line also. So, I think it's going to be a magnificent afternoon. Hopefully the weather's nice in Wollongong tomorrow afternoon and everyone gets out to see the game.
Yeah, it should be should be a beauty.
Now, 600 bucks is on the line for our pick the score. We got the Roosters versus the Panthers. Are we seeing a field goal in this one?
Oh, God.
Is it the Panthers or the Panthers?
Oh, listen here. Gee, it's the Panthers.
The Panthers.
Okay. There's a pirate.
Yeah, the pirate. I'll do. I think Penrith actually goes through them tonight like a hot Indian curry. I think it'll be physical early, but Penrith just looking forward to making a statement. They've lost two in a row.
Yeah.
My wife nodding her head in agreement. She's a big fan. So I'm going to say somewhere around 34-10.
Oh, 34-10 to the Panthers over the Roosters. If you think that that's the score and it's going to be pretty close, then you need to make sure that you get onto wavefm.com.au.
I'm going to go 34-11. That's what I'm going to do.
You know, I haven't picked one all year. I have three picks every week on three different stations with the Wave Network, and I haven't got one all year.
So don't put 34-10 in because Sowie's nowhere near it. Mate, look, appreciate your time this morning. A big one tomorrow, of course, for the boys on the sideline view. We look forward to catching up from 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Sowie, have a good one.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Oh, look, a massive amount of hoodies. Hey, I got to say, last night, Straney, you know, meeting the CEOs, it's an interesting thing when you haven't met people before.
Yeah.
You get into that situation where you're going to make some small talk.
Sure, sure.
Get to know each other. And I got caught up. I don't know if this happened to you, but I was chatting to one of the CEOs and he turned around and says, so where are you from? You know, and heard my accent. I said, oh, well, I'm actually from a little village in Ireland called Milltown. And he said, no, which company are you from? And then flip it around a little bit later on, another CEO comes up to me and says exactly the same thing. And I said, oh, I'm with Wave FM. He said, no, you sound like you've got an accent. I was like, gee, I can't win in this situation. I'm going to have to give a full, here's my CV. This is who I am and where I'm from.
What do you want to know first? You want to know the village or the company first?
When someone says, where are you from? What are they saying?
Yes. It was such an incredible night last night to sleep out with so many amazing CEOs. studios of the Illawarra, and just so much money raised as well. I know we'll hear more about that with Trav in the Wave FM news feed shortly, but a big shout out to all those that have helped with the hoodies. I know that Michelle and the reps from Woolies at Kiama store, they've donated a whole bunch of hoodies as well. To Natalie and the staff at Hoskins Education and Childcare Centre in Warrawong, donated hoodies. Renee from the New South Wales Ambulance, they've looked after us right the way through this campaign. Amazing people. Nikki and all of the staff there and the clients of the McKeon Swim School. And what great timing to Emma McKeon, the fastest 100 metre swimmer in the world.
In the world. And actually, I just want to do another shout out because we got a little visitor last night from Brilliant Blooms who came and gave us a survival kit last night.
Yeah, she gave us dummy rolls. Thanks, Sarah. Sarah from Brilliant Blooms dropped in a dummy roll and your little hand warmers that were perfect last night.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, she's back, gang. Yes, Sammy Lucas with the showbiz stuff in ISO this morning.
Do you guys remember this lovely lady? Nothing's right.
Brilliant. Don't tell me she's back. She's actually released a second single.
Do you know that song was like 24 years ago or something like that? She has released a new single that's dropped today and a new album that's coming out on the 24th of September.
Wow.
Natalie Imbruglia. So the album is called Firebird. This is the single. It's called Build It Better. Have a listen.
It's got a torn sort of vibe about it, doesn't it?
It does, actually, yeah. Yeah, it does.
That's good. All right.
She's such a good artist, though.
Look,
she can sing.
She says she recorded the album almost entirely in lockdown. She says writing the album was a profound experience, and I love this quote. She says, having gone through a long period of what essentially was writer's block, I mean, is that the longest writer's block in history? 1997 was torn.
She was officially resting on her laurels.
24 years ago. No, she did other things in between, but I just think when you've had a hit like Torn, it's just, how do you back up after that? Now, Australian Ninja starts Sunday night.
Yes.
Are you guys excited? Do your kids love it?
Our kids.
They do indeed,
my kids just, Olivia Vivian, if I hear her name one more time, I'm going to explode.
Oh, well, lucky you didn't watch all of Celebrity Apprentice because she was in the first few episodes. Listen, if you've seen the ads, you will know that they've got a brand new sideline commentator. So Freddie Flintoff's gone. Nick Kyrgios in.
A very
interesting choice, right?
Naughty Nick. Yeah. Naughty Nick.
Well, A Current Affair did a whole story about him the other night, and it certainly sounds like he's saying all the right things. Here's Nick talking about what kind of sideline commentator he's going to be.
I want to be very encouraging. You know, the vibes, I want to make sure that, you know, everyone's feeling supported. And, you know, I'm going to go out there and just make them, I'm going to hype them up. I'm going to get in there. I want to see everyone succeed tonight.
Oh, wow.
Wow, there you go.
Interesting choice, but what's really fascinating for me is they talked to the host, Ben Fordham, about what it's like to have Nick Kyrgios on the team. I think we all agree. It's a weird choice. This is what Ben said.
And I think everyone in Australia has fallen in love with him, even though there were times when it might have been a bit of a difficult relationship.
Difficult.
Wow. I think there was a lot of people really disliked him in a big way at one point. I don't even think it was a difficult relationship, but he did turn it around a little bit. He was nice at times, wasn't he?
Damien, one of the people that really didn't like him very much was the host of the show, Ben Fordham. He has said some not nice things about Nick Kyrgios in his radio show. He's called him a tool. He said he belongs in a straitjacket, but now they have to work together, and he says he's come out in an article overnight saying they have buried the hatchet. In fact, they will be watching episode one together on Sunday night.
Oh,
the bromance is on.
Yeah. All lies for TV.
It's all spin, but that's all right. That's okay.
We'll all be watching it now, won't we?
We all believe it anyway.
Yes.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien, we've just wrapped up Wave FM's Hoodies for the Homeless. 6,800 hoodies that have been delivered to Vinnie's, which will make such a difference, as Renee was saying. I mean, it'll make such a difference to people across the Illawarra.
Unbelievable. It's a real testament to the spirit of the Illawarra that they'll get together. When people really need help, they'll rally together and do all they can. I mean, that's you said a value of about $120,000 worth.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of these are actually brand new. People went out and bought these.
When we started, we thought that people would just go into their wardrobes, grab a couple of old hoodies, bring them into Wave FM, and people went, nah.
No.
We're getting brand new hoodies to make people, and it's all about making people feel good about themselves, you know, when they're doing it tough and when they're sleeping rough. And mums, we saw last night in a presentation, mums who are fleeing a domestic violence relationship, and just the simple things that they have that make kids feel good, that make mums feel good about themselves. And you know, it sort of got you thinking about our whole campaign. The, you know what? You do get by with a little help from your friends. So have sung a little thing, a little ditty. It's our rooftop performance, Damien Leake doing it at home. Here it is, Getting By with the Help from My Friends.
Why would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out of me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away? Does it worry to be alone? How do I feel by the end of the day? Yes, I'm sad because I'm on my own. No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Yeah, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need I need somebody to love? Could it be anybody? I want somebody to love. Would you believe in a love at first sight? Yes, I'm certain happens all the time. What do I see when I turn out the light? I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Yeah, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I just need someone to love. Could it be? I want somebody to love. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends. I get by with a little help from my friends. With a little help from my friends.
Put your hands together, Illawarra, for Damien Leake doing a rooftop performance, Getting By with a Little Help from Your Friends here at Wave FM. It's 8:45, and that's what it was all about, our campaign where the Illawarra came together and helped the homeless people of
the
Illawarra.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.